Pro-life leaders say Biden-Harris most pro-abortion presidential ticket in history. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 11, 2020. Joe Biden's choice of Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as his running mate makes the 2020 Democrat ticket the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in history, American pro-life leaders say. Harris brings with her an extreme abortion-on-demand position and close ties with abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood. It was Harris who, as California Attorney General, directed her office to lead the raid on Center for Medical Progress, CMP, project lead David Dalyden after CMP released undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue sales practices. It was Harris's office that collaborated with Planned Parenthood to produce legislation that would criminalize the CMP undercover journalists for publishing and distributing recordings of private communications with abortion providers in California. Kamala Harris is an extremist who supports abortion on demand through birth, paid for by taxpayers, and even infanticide, an agenda rejected by the overwhelming majority of Americans, including millions of independents and rank-and-file Democrats. Marjorie Tannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, said in a statement. She continued, "As Attorney General of California, Harris conspired with the abortion industry to launch a politically motivated shakedown of brave citizen journalists who exposed Planned Parenthood's role in the harvest and sale of aborted baby parts for profit." Tannenfelser said, "If elected, it is clear Biden and Harris will immediately begin rolling back President Donald Trump's pro-life gains, as well as long-standing policies like the Hyde Amendment. Together, Biden and Harris constitute the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in American history," she asserted. Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, a national faith-based advocacy organization, said in response to the announcement of Biden's running mate's election, he is making clear that his self-styled Catholic identity is something which can be cast aside whenever it's politically expedient. Birch said, "Like Joe Biden himself, Kamala Harris favors radical abortion policies including late-term abortion paid for by taxpayers, as well as forcing Catholic religious orders like the Little Sisters of the Poor to provide abortion drugs in their health care plans." In November 2018, Harris ruthlessly criticized Brian Boucher, a Catholic federal district court nominee from Nebraska, about his affiliation with the Knights of Columbus. "It is clear that a Biden-Harris ticket threatens the values Catholics in this country hold most dear." March for Life President Jean Mancini agreed Biden's selection of Harris leaves no room for doubt. "He is the abortion candidate, leaving behind any semblance of being a moderate," she said in a statement. And, sadly, this Democrat ticket is perhaps the most pro-abortion in history, in favor of radical abortion policies out of touch with mainstream Americans. While Father Frank Bavone, National Director of Priests for Life, agreed Harris is an abortion extremist, his initial reaction to the news of her selection was, "So what? It doesn't matter who runs with presidential hopeful Joe Biden because Senator Harris belongs to the same party, with the same platform and the same embrace of abortion extremism," he explained, adding, "Biden made his selection to increase his support among women and people of color, but for people who love America, who love civilization, there can be no support for any candidate in a party that calls for taxpayer-funded abortion throughout pregnancy. Even with Senator Harris on the ticket, Americans will have the same choices. Democrat extremism doesn't end with abortion. In this election, voters will choose between a free market or socialism, prosperity or a ruined economy, a secure nation or open borders, the Constitution or judicial tyranny." The selection of a Biden running mate changes nothing, Pavone concluded. "One cannot vote for the Democrat ticket, it is simply not an option."